Hey, welcome back to the Firefighter Craftsmanship Podcast, where we guide you through the psychology of high performance, expand your mindset, and strengthen your resilience. And today we're talking about one of my favorite books of all time by the one and only Seth Godin. And the title is Linchpin: Are You Indispensable? And I've read this book at least four times, and every time when I read it, I learn so much that I question if I've ever actually read this book before. It's one of those resources that every time you open this thing up, no matter what page you land on, there's going to be something new that you learn. And it's way outside emergency services, but the concepts within this bad boy are completely applicable to you and for sure to me. And when we think about the concept of a linchpin, it's probably what, a 20 cent, 30 cent part that you use for holding the cotter pin or something like that in place. But if you don't have that linchpin, what's going to happen to that piece of equipment or that piece of machinery if that thing is missing? So a 20 or 30 cent part can actually impact the overall operation of whatever you're using, whether it's a trailer or heavy machinery or whatever. And in this book, Linchpin, Are You Indispensable?, Seth Godin talks about the impact of linchpins on an organization or a project. And so I know sometimes all of us in emergency services get extremely frustrated when you don't feel like you're making good enough organizational change, or you have a great idea and a project that you're willing to spearhead, and it gets headed off before you can even get started. Maybe you're even at an organization sometimes that's not even willing to listen to an idea. And that concept certainly isn't limited only to emergency services. If you're in one of these organizations that you just are running up against wall after wall, you have a very important choice to make. And that could be, ultimately, do you leave that organization and go somewhere else that maybe is a more supportive culture? Or do you try to work within the space that's created and the space that you do have control and power of? Because more than likely, there are lots of opportunities for you to make a difference and for you to use your creative gifts and your artistic abilities to grow and progress and gain community and gain some street cred, essentially, within the organizational structure to make a positive difference. So how do we become the linchpin? And this is using the Linchpin book as a guide. And the first step, that we're going to go over seven different steps here. The first step is tap into your creativity. And creativity can be used as Chase Jarvis, who's a very famous photographer, talks about creativity with a capital C. And so creativity, when we hear that word, a lot of times we think about, you know, a painter or an author or an artist or something along those lines in the formal sense of the word. But if we think about creativity with a capital C, all of us are very, very creative people. And you, as an emergency responder, have to be creative. You actually get paid to be creative on every single call that you run. Even from the Band-Aid call, you got to be creative, maybe in how do you deliver quality customer service? How do you put a smile on when it's your fifth get up that night? Or creatively, how do I solve this problem when I got fire blown out of the windows and it's blizzard and it's snowing sideways and I've never seen this house before? There's a lot of creativity that's built into our occupation. And really, I think that's probably what makes it so much fun for most of us, is the creative space that we do have to solve problems and to improvise, adapt, and overcome, as we like to say. So how can you tap into your creativity and figure out, how do I create good space and really deliver the gifts that I've been provided to this situation? The second one is bringing your whole self to work. And I think that that's something that a lot of us are actually really good about, which can turn into frustration. When you do bring your whole self and you got a lot of passion and energy and you just wish that somebody would listen to you because you have all the right answers all the time, or most of the time at the very least, right? But making sure that you're bringing your whole self to work, even when you're frustrated. And maybe that's not, hey, I can't change organizational culture in this one aspect or these 10 aspects or whatever. But can I bring my whole self to work within basic skills training and basic skills implementation? And I think that we do a great job of this in emergency services a lot, where we have really high performers who are also extremely frustrated with other parts and pieces. But they are bringing them whole, their whole self, maybe sometimes too much, where their identity is tied into who they show up at work. But bringing your whole self to work, meaning, hey, I'm going to capitalize on the gifts that I have been provided, and I'm going to use those for the power of good and the power of some sort of positive impact. And so one way that we can do this is we really want to find success in the spaces. And so where are those gaps in those spaces where you can make positive gains? Whether it's you're trying to create a new equipment proposal, or you want to get a class taught, or you want to change a policy or procedure, or whatever it is you're working on, where can you find success in the space? Can you just work one-on-one with the newest member? Can you go out and actually teach the probie something while everybody is more concerned with busting their balls and telling them how dumb they are? And yes, gasp, I know that there's still cultures out there that consistently do this, and unfortunately it's endorsed by the organization, and that stuff needs to stop. So can you change that at your level? Can you pull that firefighter or that new police officer or whatever aside and say, hey, let me show you something? Or, hey, why don't you show me more about how you did that? Because I know that you took some heat over that concept that you probably got taught somewhere. I've never seen that before. Can you show me what that looks like? Can you create some of those spaces in, you know, with a kid at the store when you're, you know, doing a quick engine tour in the parking lot of an apartment building? Or can you create success within those spaces with service delivered on a 911 call, which ultimately is why we exist as an occupation? Number three is understand that there will be resistance. And so when we come to terms that there will be resistance, and it's not always malintent by any means. Sometimes, you know, the people, the decision makers, they're just completely overwhelmed and they just don't have chance to process another idea, or they're exhausted and they're just trying to figure out which way is up. But just understand that there will be resistance, and sometimes that resistance is good. Like, you need to vet your ideas and make sure that some of the foundational questions have actually been answered. Like, who's going to be in charge of this thing? What happens if that piece of equipment breaks? What does implementation of this idea look like? Who's going to carry it forward? What's the life cycle, et cetera, et cetera? Like, some of those things aren't very sexy that we don't really want to answer. We just want to have this really cool idea sometimes and bring it forward, and then we want everybody else to do all the work. But that's not typically how that works. Also realize that there's going to be resistance from the mutts. And yeah, I'll call them the mutts, and just let them bark. Like, people that just sit in the cheap seats and throw stones and talk smack all the time, yet they're, you know, never coming to the table with something new, where their favorite answer is, well, that's just the way that we've always done it, so I don't like it if we change it. Those are the mutts. Don't spend very much time with them at all. Just let them bark. Let them talk smack. Let them be over there, and they'll just fold in line just like they did with the last new equipment implementation or anything like that. Or just wait them out. And at some point, most of those people will either chase somebody else to bark at, or they will leave. And then the most important thing that you need to realize is there will be resistance from within. And this is something that we talk about quite a bit here on the Firefighter Craftsmanship Podcast, of the human performance psychology aspect of this. Our brains and our autonomic nervous system is built to keep us alive. And it's built to keep us safe, and it's built to keep us out of trouble. And since we don't really have to deal with sleeping in tents anymore out in the woods and being hunted by wild animals, our brain is now scanning our environments that we're in to find, what are those threats? And so a lot of times when your body starts to feel a threat, like, hey, I'm going to come to the table with a new hose and nozzle idea that I want to vet, or I've done all the work already and now it's time to write it up and I really want to try to get this thing implemented, and I know it's going to create some resistance within my fire department, you're going to have a lot of inner dialogue and resistance from within. And this is really, really, truly where the sabotage actually lies. It's coming from within you. And so once you can realize, like, hey, is this the resistance, or is this something that's actually built in there to keep me safe? Like, am I making a completely boneheaded move based on the conversation that I'm about to have or the words that I'm about to say? right? Does that jeopardize my actual occupation or whatever? You need to listen to that. But if it's that internal resistance of, I don't know if this is going to work, I might have the mutts bark at me, that's just a resistance and you need to power through that. And so just understanding and coming to terms that there will be multiple types of resistance, but the top three are from your employer, from the mutts, and then the most important one from within, that self-sabotage is a big one that you need to come to terms with. The fourth concept that I've gotten out of this the Linchpin book by Seth Godin is you need to come to terms that there is no map. So if you're out there and you're trying to create positive organizational change, you're trying to bring a new thing, there might be other departments where you can borrow hose and nozzle studies or a specific tool. Hey, can you send me a proposal? And you utilize those things to your advantage for sure. Absolutely utilize those things, because most of the time that hard work has been done. But just realize like that is going to be written for that other fire department using their response model, their policies and procedures, like all of those sorts of things. And that's how they were able to be successful, is they made it very specific to them. So unfortunately for you, you can't just copy and paste it. You can't use AI to just bang out this amazing proposal. You are going to have to do some work. And understanding that when you operate in this linchpin sort of world, this creative, artistic world within emergency services where you're trying to create positive organizational change, there isn't always a map. And so you need to come to terms that there's going to be some valleys and so also some mountaintops that you weren't expecting along the way. So celebrate those summits and just weed through and keep bogging down and keep pushing through the swamps that you're going to inevitably walk into. The fifth concept out of this book is capitalize on the seven abilities of the linchpin. And this is just perfectly stated, so I'm not going to try to paraphrase this at all. I'm going to just read this right out of the book. And this comes from page 218 from Linchpin. And there's seven abilities of the linchpin. One, providing a unique interface between members of the organization. Two, delivering unique creativity. Three, managing a situation or organization of great complexity. Four, leading customers. Five, inspiring staff. Six, providing deep domain knowledge. And seven, possessing a unique talent. And for all of us in emergency services that are trying to do positive stuff, all seven of these absolutely apply to you. So can you be unique? Can you be creative? Can you use the gifts? Can you build a positive team around you to make these proposals and these new ideas and this change successful? So capitalize on those seven abilities of the linchpin, because I know for a fact, especially if you're listening to a show kind of like this, that you possess all seven of these abilities of a linchpin. The sixth concept is staying humble and just understanding that humility doesn't also mean compliance. It doesn't mean rolling over and just being like, oh shoot, I guess that's not gonna work. And so I'll just get back in my nice little box and stay right here and be quiet. No. Humility meaning, hey, I understand that maybe my idea isn't super polished, or I understand that I might need to answer some other questions. Or I understand in the past, maybe I've had a little bit too much bravado or whatever, ego involved and tied up into this sort of stuff. So this time I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to celebrate the wins. I'm going to learn from the opportunities to get better. And just a baseline of humility, especially when you get those wins. Be super excited. Celebrate those things. But none of that whole na-na, boo-boo, I told you so kind of stuff. That's just not going to help you in the future. And I want to leave you with the final point, and this comes from the chapter titled Summary, with the subheading in bold font that says, the system is broken. And like I mentioned at the beginning, this wasn't talking specifically about emergency services. He's talking about just the world of work. But I would say that at this point, for some of our organizations, or maybe even emergency services as a whole, in any metric that you can measure, the system could be arguably broken. So for this book specifically, the system is broken. And he says, quote, "I didn't set out to get you to quit your job or to persuade you to become an entrepreneur or merely to change the entire world. All I wanted to do in this book was sell you on being the artist you already are, to make a difference, to stand for something, to get the respect and security you deserve. If I've succeeded, then you now know that you have a gift to give, something you can do to change the world or your part of it for the better. I hope you'll do that because we need you." And we do need you. We need you on every possible metric that you can imagine. We need you. We need you to make it better for the next person. We need you to make it better for the person that calls 911. We need you to make it better for yourself. And the quest for us to create organizations and cultures and subcultures of organizations and groups of people and teams and tribes that we wouldn't want to be a part of, that we do want to be a part of, is here. And this, you know, emergency services belongs to us. And it's our time to make some positive change, to continue to push the envelope and continue to make it better, especially in the world of human performance and how we take care of our members of our organizations. So go out there, keep crushing it, keep pushing hard, keep giving us feedback. Please keep sharing, rating, and reviewing this show. We really appreciate all the support that all of you have been able to give. I've had some amazing conversations this week and also had some really good feedback on how to make the show even just a little bit better. So we'll continue to put that into the process and continue to drive and try to make this as good and as relevant as we possibly can for you. So you can follow us at Firefighter Craftsmanship on all social media platforms, firefightercraftsmanship.com. You can check out the classes that we offer there. And always get ready for another one of these Firefighter Craftsmanship podcast episodes every single Wednesday. And stay smart.